Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid, baby.
I was raised on Kool-Aid. Anybody else raised on Kool-Aid? I drank the Kool-Aid. I survived the Kool-Aid, right? But that wasn't the only thing. We also had Tang. Remember Tang? But Tang was special. You couldn't just knock that out or bring that out any time. Like after, no, it wasn't an after-school drink. Tang was for the special guests. Okay, when they came to visit, you can bust out the Tang. I just think it's so funny how a taste or a smell will stick with you your entire life. We used to have Hi-C drink. Anybody remember Hi-C? My favorite was peach Hi-C. And as a matter of fact, every time I go swimming, I crave peach Hi-C and Ruffles potato chips. Okay, but it has to be with French onion dip. The perfect snack. Ruffles and French onion dip, peach Hi-C, when you're out for a swim. But, you know, now when I go swimming, it's not really a swim. You can't call it that. It's more of a soak. I really dig those pools where the shallow end is only a couple feet deep or maybe even 6 inches. That's all I need. That's plenty for me. Sure, I might go into the 4 foot section and thrill everyone with an underwater handstand. If you're lucky, who knows? But summer is on the way. Can you feel it? Things are opening up. The sun's popping out a little bit more. It's getting a little warmer. Yeah. Well, here comes our next episode. Just like here comes the sun, here comes our next episode. We've got the gang of regulars this week. My sweet Heather Feather, she's with us. Daughter Libby and her beau Luke.
Beau and Luke Duke, the Duke boy.
Once again, we're pretty much just hitting record and letting it fly, folks. This installment, like, we discuss many things, such as things old people say. We discuss why we talk to dogs so much. We'll talk some TikTok. We're going to do some TikTok talk. And we actually discuss the merits of slam poetry. Wow. So glad you're with us. So glad you're with us. So fasten your earbuds and let's have some fun on the Tim Hawkins Podcast. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. I've got him on the phone, Ulf Nerfken. He's a death metal musician from Norway, and he's on the phone. Ulf, what's up, man?
It's good to be here. Thank you, Tim. Good to talk to, hear your voice again. You know, as we say in Norway, an old voice is like a pound of bricks. If you don't want to carry it, then that's fine.
That's a saying in Norway.
Yes, we have lots of sayings like you do in the United States, but that's how we communicate. It's just the way we do it.
Well, I know that you're on a tour right now. You've played with several death metal bands, Norwegian death metal bands. Just, it's hard to count.
Yeah, well, started with Megalodon, then I was with Puss Hut.
Puss Hut?
Yeah, Puss Hut, Bucket of Poop, and now I'm playing with a band called Thumbscrew.
Well, I know it's tough because bands got hit by the pandemic, hit pretty hard. How did that hit you?
Pretty bad. I had COVID like 28 times, and it potentially got worse and worse. But then I started eating again. You know how we say in Norway, eat for the flu and for the cold, eat some, but not as much.
That's actually a saying in Norway.
Yeah, you know, like, don't count the chickens. Like you said, don't count the chickens because they're too fast and they're hard to count. So don't even attempt it.
Well, in America, we say don't count the chickens before they hatch.
Right. Don't do that because they're quick. Like we say in Norway, too, we say don't count the chicken unless a duck is in the house. Then you just count him.
And what does that mean?
It's just a saying that we say that we love to do. Yeah.
And you had a show last night. How'd that go?
Well, that is pretty good. We played for, this is a large crowd for us. It was like 14 people. And, well, it was seven inside. Seven were outside the tables. And then inside, there was a bartender, including the bartender and a couple of workers. And we actually sold a shirt. Well, we moved the shirt.
You moved a shirt?
Well, you know, we gave out the shirt to someone to hopefully encourage others to buy. But they didn't buy last night. But one guy got a free shirt.
Gosh, Ulf, it takes a lot of money to travel and go where you go. How are you funding this?
Well, we don't have any sponsors for the tour. We're trying to build into that and pay our dues. Right now, we don't have a van to take our things, but we walk. We've been walking and carrying our stuff from town to town. So we pretty much, we can't do a show every night. It has to be every couple of weeks because it takes us that long to walk. That's how it goes, you know. That's what they say in Norway. Like you say, a bird in the hand.
That's right. Is worth two in the bush.
Well, we say the bird in the hand feels good until it. You need to let him go after a while because he gets a little fussy.
Oh, well, we say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, you know, like put him in the bush. A bird, put him in the bush for a while because birds like the privacy. So put him in the bush.
That is really interesting. Our sayings are I guess a lot different, but. Your music is very dark. It's very, very sinister and just dark and frightening. But you're just such a wonderful person, and I love talking to you. And, man, best of luck and have a great one.
You too. And like we say in Norway, have a nice day unless, you know, you're suffering from depression. Then it's going to be like, some work.
That's a saying?
Well, you know, that's actually... in Norway, a love language is depression.
Depression is a love language?
Yeah, you know, like you have the gifts of service, acts of service, or the physical touch, closeness. There's one of ours is depression. That's a love language. We have a lot of people have that. You'd be surprised.
Well, that sounds horrible. But I love you, buddy, and best of luck.
Okay, you too.
Okay, Libby's just set the scene right now. How many ounces? She's got a large, like the Costco size applesauce jar, and she's doing the spooning applesauce out.
I'm spooning applesauce.
Yeah,
because she can.
Because you guys are doing another. I thought I was the bounce around from diet guy.
It's me.
And Luke has, how many drinks you have? Three?
Those are mine.
Three different drinks? So we have, we have black cherry sparkling water. What's in the thermos?
Water.
Water. And then what's over there you just put on the ground?
Electrolyte drink.
Okay.
And applesauce out of a jar.
What's the goal? What are you trying to do? What do you want?
Absolutely jacked.
Just shredded.
Just want to be shredded.
Minds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just for once in my life want abs before I have children.
Like to look down and not be like, nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, now's the time.
Yep. I just like one day don't want to feel like I'm a bag of cream cheese. You know what I mean?
Just one day.
Like I want to look at my legs and not think of cream cheese when I look at them. You or think cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, yeah.
I think cottage cheese is the better word.
I was thinking of people I know that have abs and still have abs today.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that they did sit-ups every day, even if it was up like to 50. So like Todd Banzi. Even Laura.
Yeah,
Myers,
but Todd Banzi ate nothing but fruit, too.
I'm not that committed.
No, I'm just saying.
Todd Banzi would eat half a dozen bananas at one sitting.
He did eat a lot of bananas.
And
I one time had an Instacart person who got 50 things of bananas. Wow. 50 times 8.
50 things of bananas.
Now, my brother eats a lot of bananas before volleyball tournaments.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bananas.
Now, I hear...
Because his legs cramp, so he eats a bunch of bananas.
Because I've heard it's just...
People do the banana diet, don't they?
I know, and I did. I did.
Didn't you do that?
Yeah, I did.
You judge us for being on things?
No. I'm saying I thought I was bad, but you guys are horrible. I'm not judging you.
Luke fits right along.
Yeah, I do. I'll do most things.
Surprise!
Honey, was that last week?
I did think this so.
Last week,
I know, but he was asking
show.
A question.
I was asking
did,
a question
do
of
that
mom.
In your, videos.
Well, I was asking a question of mom, and this sound blurred out of my mouth, and they just tore me to shreds
so
over
funny.
It. Okay. But here's the deal: you guys missed.
Oh my gosh!
Before that, a worse one, and you
really?
Didn't get me on that one.
Wait, did you?
And I did.
Oh, let's hear it.
Ready? The hotel. I was telling the hotel story and then the hotel.
What's the hotel, the hotel. Story?
And I just hotel. Put them together. The hotel. The hotel. The hotel. The hotel. You know what makes this really great? The hotel. The hotel. The hotel. The hotel. Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever heard?
That's pretty the hotel. Creepy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
So I can laugh at myself, everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm very self-aware. But the banana diet I did, there's the banana lady on, she's Australian from the south of Australia. And she was the banana lady and she'd eat like 50 bananas a day.
Is that bad for you?
It's gotta be.
It's.
I feel like
there's
it's
no
good
protein.
For not
cramping, but you can't just have bananas.
She's like, carb up. Carb up, man. Carb up.
Well, so then there was people that said you should eat the skin of the bananas.
Nope.
I was like, nope.
That's impossible.
It's a protector.
See, that's where I draw the line. Everybody says, it's in the skin, the
that's
nutrients.
That's where you draw the line?
I mean, well, I can eat potato skin.
I think it takes tastes awful for a reason, because you're not supposed to eat it.
Right.
I mean, God that's already like built that in.
You're protection. Not supposed to eat potato skins. I eat them all the time.
You're not?
Did you just say that?
No, but things that taste awful, like the skins. Like when the banana skin so tastes awful.
So all healthy
orange,
food?
Orange peels taste awful. No, oranges taste
that's
amazing.
Why when I'm not on a diet, my main food groups is bread and sugar. That's all I eat. I'm not even joking.
Wait, you don't like fruit?
No, I won't eat it if I don't have to.
What are you eating right now?
I'm eating healthy chocolate.
Is this one of my bars? No. I thought that was okay. One of my superfoods.
Yeah, you're going to just get those abs eating healthy chocolate, you think?
I pray to God every day.
Right.
That it'll work. Yeah.
Now, what is it? Okay, magically. Now, have you had abs in the past ever, you guys?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody here.
Close.
I used to have.
Never
I used to be
ripped.
When I was 16, I was just ripped. Yes.
Good for you.
Good
and that's
you,
the
man.
Last time I was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no one
cool.
cares. That's what I was going to tell you guys. Nobody really cares. You know that, right?
But you do.
But you care.
About
having abs?
I guess for myself, it feels so good. And I like being able to, I feel it
it's
opens
nice
a whole new wardrobe. Like
jacked.
I can put on clothing that fits and it just looks better.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Well, yeah, then I wish I could experience that.
When you have that ripped look, then you have to show it off somehow with your, with a big, what were those muscle
cut
shirts,
off tees?
I guess.
Cut off.
You can't waste the, rip.
Don't
man.
Waste
you gotta
the
let
pump.
People see.
Can't waste the pump.
If I had abs, I would wear half shirts walking around with my.
Yeah,
I think you should just wear half shirts
Please
now.
Please don't.
Bring the crop top back.
Yep.
Levi's been wearing crop
your
tops.
Mom was,
and he has
your
that
mom
little
was,
belly. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. with a headband. Mom was going off. Yeah. We're taking a walk and with Grammy, and mom was talking about how bad you hated half shirts, which I agree.
Oh, yeah.
And said I
On
used to wear
women
them.
Or men?
And I was like, when we had our first kiss, I was wearing a half shirt.
Were you really?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I blocked that.
Bring him back.
So it's like, come
we
on.
We should make that for one of your merch, just a half shirt. But it's only for men.
Right.
Just for men.
That's a good idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But it's like, it doesn't have any words on it. It's just a white cutoff t-shirt.
Like mm-hmm. dirt on it?
Yeah, with some dirt on it. I love it.
I'm
of your snot or something.
But would they sell those? Does anybody make those?
No, you just buy shirts and cut them.
Just cut them? Like with a paper cutter from grade school?
Yeah, they're custom made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, here's one of the parameters that we were also, you know, we talk about doing intros and things like that and make the podcast sound better and sound professional. Actually, we've been going a little too long. They say probably aim for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Are we
Does
on
that
right
sound
now?
Good to you guys?
Well,
yeah.
You can always just
we're
cut
running.
It because if
this?
We keep talking, it's not like, can't you just like take out the best
Yes.
Well, it's
like
a lot
content.
Of editing. They don't want to edit that much.
Maybe. Well, they will.
They will, though.
They will. It's just a matter of you got to listen to the whole thing and then pick out what is not as...
My only argument to that is the most popular podcast in the world is 3 hours long.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's a
Joe
different
animal. And if you listen to it, not all of it's interesting.
That is true.
Sometimes you're just like, come on, Joe.
I've never listened to
the full one
unless there's really somebody. I mean,
oh,
I just listened to
Alex Jones.
Yeah. Alex Jones.
With 4 hours.
Joe, here's the deal, Alex. Here's a deal, Joe.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Bohemian Grove, the globalists, they're coming for you. They've already set it up. I've got the documents right here. Hold on one second. I've got the documents.
Wait, did you hear the last one
I'll get the
with
white
him?
Sheets.
What's that?
With Tim
the
Dillon.
Most previous one with him?
Yeah.
Joe was like
the best
not
one ever.
Happy with him.
Well, because he was sober.
So funny.
Yeah.
Joe was sober. He was irritated.
And Alex
He's like, Joe, why are you mad at me?
Yeah,
I feel like you're mad at me. I feel like you're not my friend right now.
Stop being mean to me.
Alex was drunk and Joe was sober. That wasn't a good combo.
Well, there you go. It was hard to listen to.
Food for thought. Food for thought. Don't combine the two. Right? Yeah, he was so funny.
I mean, Joe was making good points. He's like, you're talking over everybody.
Yeah, see what happened. I've got to work on my Joe Rogan. But he was.
Yeah. No, Joe was making me mad though because I was like, shut up. You talk all the time.
Yeah.
Just let your guests talk, please. That's why I'm here.
Right. I'll tell him you said that too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, there's too. I think that's, you know, that's a skill to learn just that. And hosting a show and knowing where to go. And like right now, I kind of know where we're going, but some part of me doesn't really care, and I just want to fly with it because it's more fun being in the moment. I was walking the dogs the other day. There's a lady, and her little kid is like a little 4 or 5 year old kid. He's wearing a Superman shirt. And just sweet, cute little kid. And, you know, and me being an adult, you know, I got to say something.
Right.
It's like, hey, Superman, I didn't know Superman had blonde hair. And this kid goes, I wrote it down. He goes, okay, it's just a shirt.
How old was he?
It's like 4 or 5.
Wow. So cute.
Okay.
What is just mom a do? Shirt.
She laughed. She's laughed.
That's so funny.
You know, I thought.
You said something that, this is what you said when we went on a walk and that little girl was wearing like a kitty cat helmet or something and some type of like sparkly shirt. And you're like, ooh, your shirt and helmet's so groovy. And then you passed her and I was like still there. And she goes, he said groovy. Like she didn't know what it meant. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. I turned into one of the Brady Bunch for 5 seconds. Yeah. Groovy. But of course, I'm at that age where I got to say stuff to little kids. Right. Hey, you got a bike there, huh? Nice bike, huh? Riding the bike, right? Walking the dog, yeah, cute, yeah. Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
I literally did that to a dog today. Like I was going walking, a neighbor's dog ran up. I was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I said, "Go back to your mom now."
What is that about?
And did the dog do it?
I don't know. I was reading the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it literally talked about that. About no, it said that like dogs? Everyone loves a dog and everyone loves a baby because they don't care. Yeah. They'll just smile at you and like include you into anything.
Yeah. Sweet.
And so it's just like they just want to be around you and they don't care.
The kids do.
Well, kids are just like they don't care who you are. They don't care if you're a stranger. They'll smile at you and wave and whatever and respond to you.
Look
like
at
they're
you.
Not going to ignore
stare
you.
Stare at you. Yeah, they're stare at you, but just like, hey.
Yeah.
There's something new to stare at, and it's just totally fine.
That's interesting.
Like if an adult does that, you're like, okay, creep.
Yeah. Well, like it feels weird to pass. Like,
well, say those things to adults. Those
you should start.
All those things.
Yeah, I know. I've thought about that.
Yeah, just go to an adult.
Look at that shirt you got. You're all so groovy.
Eating a sandwich, huh? Got a sandwich. Eating a sandwich. Of course, my friend Bobby does that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. You got a sandwich. Oh,
that's why everyone loves
I wish
him.
I had that sandwich.
He does.
Bobby, what are you doing?
To anybody.
But they all love him.
Yeah, the people love him.
So it's.
The world could use a little more of that.
Yeah.
A little more. What would you call that?
Innocence, or I don't know. Just sweet.
Happiness.
Yeah, just total
enthusiasm.
Innocence.
Is Bobby.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a sandwich. I'm enjoying
like,
a sandwich.
Or like acknowledgement.
I do have a sandwich.
People.
I do. This I guy, do have
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you feel like
this guy's validating me for a good sandwich choice.
Man, I was kind of questioning this sandwich. It was going between two different ones. But
in fact, we need to do that more. Let's start here. Let's just pay it forward and just start. Just every time you see something doing someone menial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Well, closing that car door.
Every superhero shirt that you see, you have to comment on what superhero they are.
Well, people thrive off of encouragement.
That is true.
So, you know, if someone gives you, like, smiles at you, you can be like, hey, thank you for smiling at me. Not many people do that.
Hey, you should smile more. Okay, question. Who's the least needed superhero?
Ant-Man?
Iceman?
Or that one guy with the arrow?
Yeah, he kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, Jackson loved him when he was a kid, though. He dressed up Hawk. Is it Hawk?
Hawkeye or something like that?
I think Aquaman. I mean, how many times?
Oh, Aquaman's like... different though.
Is there like
he's not like a Marvel.
No one like robs a bank underwater, or, you know.
Yeah, there's not like many human things that are happening underwater.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless he could stop like hurricanes or something.
I just realized when I think of God, I think of Hercules' dad.
Oh yeah. Well, that's probably from the Little Mermaid version.
No, like Hercules
like Little Mermaid dad.
His dad, Zeus, in the Hercules movie though.
Yeah.
When I think of God, I think of him because he's really smiley and nice.
He's got the big biceps. He's just got the huge upper body. Yeah. Does the god in Hercules, is it Zeus? Does he have like a cloud for a bottom half? Or does he actually have legs?
No, that's a mermaid dad.
Yeah, I get them too mixed up though.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Yeah.
Same guy.
The mermaid one's Poseidon.
I don't know what his name is. Poseidon. He just has the legs are weird.
But I get them mixed up.
I'm just saying what he looks like. Yeah. I don't know what he is.
Okay, can we talk about the TikTok? I just started doing TikTok. Can we talk about that? And is that a good choice?
Yeah,
and
do you think, let's talk about it.
You know, Jackson doesn't like what you posted so far.
He doesn't?
But then I said, how long have you been doing TikTok? And he goes, just now. I'm like, oh, well, he doesn't really have context then.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't like anything?
He just said, why is dad watching that guy do a thing? I was like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go, well, and then that's why I asked him, how long have you been doing TikTok?
Right.
Just that day. Jackson? Jackson has had TikTok since you lived in your old house.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he must have canceled it and got back on or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the thing, it's like, it's just a thing. I don't think it's good or bad, but it's just, it's pretty chaotic, but it's pretty brilliant. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just knowing how to use it because it's such, for an ADD person like myself, it's just one thing after the other, and it's like very addicting, right? So you have to learn how to, taper off of that.
Yeah.
The bad thing, you know, a lot of the Twitter, where Twitter used to be really fun and kind of quirky and jokes, now it's just a crazy mean and just a waste of time.
Right.
So a lot of that element's kind of coming over. So people are giving they got to do, it's called the stitch. Is that what it's called? Where you react to somebody, like they'll play a little bit of that ability and then they'll say, oh yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, look at these stats and figures.
Wait, but your feed is just political stuff. You have to cultivate.
Exactly, but it's not. Here's my question though: Do they know how long you're watching each clip?
Yes.
You'll get more of that.
Yes.
I guess.
So if you like, look
I need to scroll
stuff,
through that. That's
real quick.
Quicker.
Yeah,
but like just look up stuff that you're interested in.
Yeah,
and it will recommend that stuff.
Okay,
to you. Like Jackson,
you looked up comedy.
Jackson was doing that yesterday
and liked it.
Watch a lot of cooking shows.
Yeah,
and watch the whole thing. And so it'd activate more and more of the same.
So it'll give you more that's like
that.
He
said a certain number of ones he needed to listen to
for
the entire time to get that going.
Okay. Because like today, I mean, I was scrolling through and this guy was explaining a stock. What was it? Where you purchase a stock, like a future.
Yeah.
You purchase a future. And he gave a really good analogy of what that means. And I always had trouble
understanding,
getting the concept.
Yeah.
And so I followed him. So
there you go.
I'll probably get more of that. But it's just... it's good because you got to get to the point with what you're saying, where it's the comedy or where it's the...
Yeah, because when you get like down a rabbit hole, like Liv gets down DIY rabbit holes,
and
that's all she's recommended.
Yeah.
Or you get down this weird like...
That's what I want to be recommended.
Well, yeah, but when you get down like a weird comedy person path that you're just like, this is weird.
Yeah.
But then that's all you get recommended.
Yeah.
And then like reversions of it. My least favorite part is people repeating. Like you don't know what's original content.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Where they're using the sound and they're just lip syncing.
Yeah, or like they do really good lip syncs, but it'll be like... Someone already created this and did it, like, it came off naturally, but they're just copying it and recreating.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is irritating. But
like, I saw one today that I saw it three times from three different people. The first time it was funny, but then the two other times I was, like, mad at it because I was just copying. But it was this girl, and she's, like, running out of her house crying. And she's like, I had a breakup on Easter. And then you hear, like, the mom say that, or someone told me they don't love me anymore. And then you hear like a mom in the background being like, that's not what I said. And then she said, I said that you don't get an Easter basket anymore because you're too old. And then she goes, that's the same thing.
Oh my God.
Which was funny the first time, but then I kept seeing it and I was like.
Like different versions of the same thing? Or the
just
same
people like recreating
it. Gotcha.
I've heard this sound used before and with a few different ones. And I always laugh. Like the guy says, he's coming down the stairs and he goes, my girlfriend just made some muffins. And he gets to the muffins. And then if you can picture that, when he sees the muffins, you can kind of.
Okay, there we go.
Here we go. So he's rocking down the stairs and he goes to the kitchen to see the muffins.
Oh, gosh. Yes, Matt.
That's just shit. So I saved it. So I'm like, maybe I'll use something for that. But Spencer kind of, I guess Emma's sister was, she's got
like TikTok famous or whatever.
She's TikTok famous. She's the quietest girl you'll ever meet. She stays in her room a lot.
I've never heard her speak.
And she's she's very funny, very cool. And she makes these, you know, she has 100,000 followers, a couple hundred thousand followers.
I think she's doing hair. Was she?
Yeah,
she had like one that she did like something different ways she did her hair and got like a few million hits or something or views or I guess.
Well, but I think you can get a lot of followers really quickly. I
and
think
randomly.
That's what's really interesting about it. Mm-hmm.
Like one of our friends, there was just a frog on her car and while she was driving and then she stopped and let the frog off and it got like 30 million views.
Yeah. And then like people started like commenting on it and people were getting mad at her. And then other people were defending her.
Yeah.
What were they mad about? Because
like, she didn't stop earlier to take the frog off.
Just it's any like animal content. Wow. It's like lions at a kill.
Yeah.
People just take what they have. Just consume what they want. Just go on to the next thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like.
You can just throw whatever you want. You can say whatever you want out there. And no consequences. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like it wouldn't even be worth your time to be upset about it because it's just fleeting.
But I read all the comments. Super fleeting. Comments are my favorite thing on anything.
Yeah, no, but I mean the person that's getting the comments, like the frog girl, for instance. Like,
Frog girl.
Forgot all about that. They said all those hateful things and they went on to the next thing and forgot like 10 seconds later.
I don't know. It is what it is and you have to learn. But also, it's kind of the new way to connect with, I guess, fans
or people
or be something positive and funny. Because for a year and more, we haven't had much funny.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys think it's worthwhile
Definitely. To
keep doing it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. I think it's good too because it helps you practice like creativity.
Yeah.
You
know? Outside the box. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you're when you have this goal, like, oh, I want to post one a day or something.
Yeah.
Then it makes you think like, okay, I could do this or I could do that or whatever it is.
Well, I did that with Twitter and that kind of, I don't know if it was different, but I would just like lay in bed for sometimes 30 minutes just trying to think of a tweet.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it was beneficial. I guess I should have thought it more as work, right? As opposed to just wasting time. Cause it really was writing. And I used a lot of those in shows.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not on Twitter.
When I had Twitter, I started thinking in like 150 characters.
Yeah. Now Twitter
literally
actually makes you think differently. It's kind of cool. Like concise all of your thoughts into a small sentence. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Well, that's the thing about YouTube now. It's almost like dog ears. It's like a million views on YouTube is like what it used to be, like 7 or 10 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it takes longer to watch a clip.
Yeah.
Whereas, TikTok, it's a minute.
Yeah.
All of them.
True.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Livia, you said you had a question for, for the show.
So I was looking at reviews
as a fan for the podcast
of your old podcast.
You what?
I was looking at reviews from your old podcast.
Okay.
And there were many people who were upset with you because you did not tell them that you were leaving.
Oh, are there more now? Because there was
Like recently.
Oh, especially during COVID. They're probably wondering.
This latest one was 4 days ago.
Well, you know, I never read comments. So.
No, yeah. I know. Ever. I was just curious.
But you
and
can
so,
go for it.
Yeah. Like you get comments still to this day.
Well, what kind of things do they say?
They are pretty much just like angry.
Trying to figure it out too.
That you left and you didn't warn them.
Warning, warning, I'm leaving, warning.
This one says, awesome podcast. The hardest I laugh on any day is when Tim says funny, stupid stuff.
Which is often. The hotel.
So, I don't know. Is there anything you'd like to say to the haters?
Say to the haters? I don't know. I mean.
No, they're not haters. Though. No, they're more.
I think that,
fans.
it's like they, what they're really saying is, I think it's a compliment. They're just hurt or whatever they. If somebody says they miss you, that's how can you take that wrong?
Well, I think you did 100 episodes and then somebody had a comment.
Oh,
about
no, I don't think you had 100.
No, they did. They made it to the 100.
You
I
did
think
make
we
it?
Did. I think so.
And then I think.
Oh, yeah.
You might have made it to 101, but then somebody commented way back in the beginning, like, I guess you were just going to go to 100. And that's it.
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
Well, here's the story about the podcast itself was it was very fun to do and we loved that connection with the fans. It was different. We could kind of long form it and be ourselves, right? And explore a little bit and just be nuts. But most of the time, we had to do it on the road, right? And so usually on a Friday or Saturday night after a show, we would do it. We would set up in the bus, which was another challenge too.
Yeah.
Because it took probably that at another 10 hours a week to edit the thing because the sound, the sound quality was tough because the bus is running the whole time. It was fun, and we got into a roll. We enjoyed it, but then after a while, it just the road just wears you out.
Yeah.
And by the time you're done with the show on Saturday night, you're like, everybody's like, okay, we're going to do the podcast.
Right.
Because Caleb had to get all the stuff out. We had this big rig, this road rig set up, and he'd have to set it all up and do all the headphones, and everybody's famished. We're just eating usually.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he had to do a lot. Didn't he edit it too?
He actually, I think Aaron edited the thing. Okay. And then Tim did, he did some video.
I think Caleb did more producing.
Caleb was just, he ran the show. He was like the technical guy and he was pretty much the host.
He was really good at it.
He was fantastic. He just gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just funny and just knew how to keep it going and knew how to keep it interesting.
Right.
And I was just bouncing off of people. That's kind of my deal. Somebody say something, I just kind of throw something in. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but it got to a point where we would just put it off. Okay, let's do it Sunday night. All right. And then Sunday came, well, let's just do it next week or maybe. And then it got to the point where it slowly kind of tapered off and we just kind of stopped doing it because so much energy is taken into traveling and doing the shows that, because after, you know, you set up the show and you do your sound check and then you're getting show notes together, whatever that is, and you're eating and you're blah, 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 blah. And then you're doing the show and then you a 2-hour show and then you do a meet and greet afterwards, meeting people. And
those guys had to take down too. Much. So they had to take stuff down.
Yeah. They were just even more tired than I was. So yeah.
Do you miss being on the road?
No.
At all?
No.
He doesn't miss it.
No.
Do you miss shows? I don't.
I loved getting to the show, it was so seamless and everything was working within the show, the sound, the merch, everything, you know, except when the bus broke down.
Right.
That's what, I don't know if I miss it. I just really enjoyed it. It was really satisfying. And even after everything goes wrong and the boredom of being on the road or whatever is going on, it's like, okay, now this is where we have some control. We know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I thought you were going to miss it, but then.
I didn't know. And it wasn't out of spite. It just ran its course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And.
Well, how long were you traveling by tour bus?
Tour bus.
Do you remember when we started? Was it in 2012?
Well, think about how old was Jackson when he first went on the tour bus? 4?
I think it was.
Or younger.
Well, I think when we went on the road, I'm thinking 2012. Years.
Okay.
Around then, because when we moved to the new house, I remember they came to the old in Lake St. Louis house a little bit.
Oh, they did.
Remember?
Oh, you're right.
But then I think it was around 2011.
Maybe it may have been 9 years. 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good,
maybe 9 years.
8 or 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. Every year?
Every year.
All year round.
Because normally comedians.
Well, he traveled alone before that. But I mean, right.
Comedians or artists would. Like make an album or a special, and then they tour that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you always just created more on the
road. I would do usually about every 18 months to 2 years, I would be ready to do another DVD.
But just went the whole time on the road during that time.
That's so crazy.
Did you just like filter in new stuff while you were performing?
Yes. Incrementally, very
incrementally. And that's how you worked it?
Yep.
And that's how you created a new
set? Yeah. And just every show, you have 100 shows, and if you have 100 small ideas or tags or new thoughts, things like that, or a new song here and there. It just pushes out the old stuff. And
because that's like not normal. Did you learn that from someone or you just decided to
do it? Well, when I first started out, I would go try to write 5-minute bits or 3-minute bits, which worked fine. But then I found I was writing more on stage because it was more real time writing because you're getting that feedback from an audience telling you if it's good or not.
Yeah.
So you're wasting less time.
Yeah.
And the better that you get, the less time you waste. When you first start doing comedy, you're 90% of what you write is
garbage.
You think, oh, I wrote 5 pages a day, but there would be nothing
there
to do. So,
yeah.
But now it gets to the point when I took it in smaller increments and then you'd find a really good idea that you could do. That would just stretch into a 5-minute bit.
That's over crazy.
A few months. Huh. So, and that was more fun to me.
Yeah.
Because you just live your life and you take notes. So you just kind of do your thing, but your antenna are always up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like when you see the kid with the Superman shirt or something like that, you're like, oh, okay, that's going to work or that would be funny. Mm-hmm. So do you think
your comedy was like more suited towards your audience after a while? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Like, do you ever wish you could have performed in front of like, people who didn't know who you were.
Well, I did. That's the thing. I mean, for years, that's all you're doing.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
right.
once you were already in, that's your career.
Right.
But like going back just to be like, does this stuff work with other people? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah. A couple times a year that you'd be in front of an audience where they didn't know, like it was a corporate gig or something mm-hmm. like that. So you had to kind of prove yourself again.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't really like that.
Yeah. Well, you get kind of spoiled. You get kind of spoiled by it. But I guess when you compare it to when somebody buys a ticket, they know what they're coming to. Yeah. It's just they're ready to go
right
when the lights go up.
Yeah.
And before you just kind of need 5-10 minutes for it to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Well, it's just more energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, once again, people would say like whatever you say, they're going to laugh at. Well, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a little more energy from it. But just trust me, it's got to be funny. So I still.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
I knew that it had to be good. You know, the writing had to be good and the performing stuff. So, but I don't know. I was thinking about doing for TikTok, maybe doing some like instructional, just little, hey,
you should.
Little minute things, comedians or whatever, or just if you want to be in front of your life, here's some tips.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That would be awesome. I think those are actually my favorite TikToks is where people tell you like, this is how to do this better. 3 steps.
Yeah.
But
can I give it to you and you can kind of jazz it up like with music and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
Mm. Problem.
Cool.
You do get a lot of messages too because I like will run your Instagram from time to time where it's just like, Tim, I want you to be my mentor or like whatever.
Yeah.
And I always feel so bad because I can't respond to them. Like,
right.
Yeah, you can't mentor them. Like,
yeah. Well, I think everybody's funny. I really do think that. Yeah,
do you?
I really.
Everybody is funny.
Well, more than you would think.
Everybody's funny to somebody, but not always to everybody.
Well, think of our family. Don't you think like everybody, including you big time, is just hilarious?
Everyone,
I think it's just different. We all have different kinds of funny.
Yeah, I guess
funny.
In their own special way.
Yeah. Like mom's funny comes from she thinks out loud and she's passionate and she's awesome. Like, huh?
She processes
out loud and it's just it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Libby's funny is just that she's got a little darkness that that
like my mom.
Sweet princess,
darkness.
But a little darkness.
She's like Grammy.
Huh? Yeah.
My mom.
Yeah. Luke is funny because of that. It comes out of innocence and being a three, anagram three.
Just wants to be loved so badly.
He is. And he's loved.
So, yeah. And then Spencer, how would you say Spence?
He's just a wild, crazy. Insane.
Just in, yeah.
Something we realized
like
about
a Chris
Spencer,
Farley type.
Yes.
Yeah.
This past week is that Spencer can only focus on one person at a time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Which is why everyone thinks that he is their best friend because he'll just take someone for
Mom's
like a week
that's
the person that he does everything with.
Yeah.
But he'll neglect everyone else in his life because that person is the only one on his mind.
Yeah.
We just realized it
because
we went to visit them 2 months ago and Luke was that person. Yeah. For that week, Spencer was like, let's cook this, let's do this, let's build this, let's make that the whole time, like focus on him. And then we went back like a month ago with Jackson, and now Jackson was that person. So now Luke
that
was like,
is so
Luke
interesting.
Felt neglected because he was like,
wait, you're going to be my friend?
What the heck? Like,
I won't be friends
Spencer
with
and I
you.
Were doing this the whole time.
Oh, <sorry.
laughs> Wrong
one. I never mind.
But isn't that interesting?
That's very.
Everyone who meets Spencer is like, that is my best friend. Like, that is my best man.
Because he gives you your full
But to Spencer,
full
you're
attention.
Just like, what?
Yeah. That's such a compliment. Yeah. He's in the moment, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Levi has that thing where we're in that moment we're in. Like Spencer, me, Spencer, and Levi. And if we walk out of a room sometimes, we forget everything that was in that other room.
Really?
It's like it's like a syndrome or something. Yeah. It's like
they're on the spectrum.
You're like a waffle.
Yeah, maybe in that
like
way.
Like the waffle, it's in compartments, right? You're just
no, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe, but it seems it makes me picture the game Clue. You know, like now I'm in the billiard room and I don't even remember what happened in the library
right.
like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Like off to my dad.
It's a beautiful analogy.
If I went,
what a great game.
If I went like when I'm killing to get a drink of water. Yeah, like if we were watching TV like something, I'm going to get a drink. Does anybody want a drink? And my brother, or my dad, whoever. Yeah, yeah, I'll take a drink. And I walk in the other room, get my water, come back and just stand there. And they look at me like, where's my drink? I go, what?
This is making so much sense.
Wow.
For my whole life.
I'll be like, that drink? Is, what that are you is, talking about?
Well, that happened. That
they
happened.
Go, well, you asked me.
That happened the other night. Levi said, does anyone want any tea? And I said, yeah, I'll take some tea.
Oh my
and he
gosh,
went
yeah.
in the other room and made tea for himself and came back in.
Yeah. Levi and I do it the worst. And Spencer's up there too.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, it's probably better to have a house that's wide open.
And you know people are listening right now like, oh my gosh, this is my family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we can't all be the same, you know.
I know
but
weird.
Levi is that. What is
well, his, our intentions his, are good, but it's like we forgot.
But his funny, what is his?
Oh, Levi's funny is just, it's kind of quirky. I don't know
yeah,
how to describe
it. It is quirky.
He's like very in the moment phrases the way he says
well,
things.
Well,
he's
smart.
Great
he's
at like
so
this
smart.
Kind of stuff, like podcast type
well,
stuff.
He's good
because
at riffing.
His brain is everywhere. So if yeah. you say one thing, he's mm-hmm. thinking of something yeah. totally
very
different.
I've got the word. He's jolly.
He is.
He's yeah. jolly.
He's so jolly.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's just up yeah, for a conversation love, and just, yeah. he's yes. He's all about yes.
Jackson is funny because he is a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not care.
No.
It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. He's gangsta.
He is.
He's almost so borderline funny. Cruel, yeah. but you know it's not because you know
He
him.
Reminds me of a younger me.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like, how I was when That's I was true. His age.
Really?
Gangsta. Yeah. A little
savage.
Doesn't care. Kind yeah. of savage, but deep down really sensitive.
Yeah. yeah. Soft, like soft being savage towards him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
I love Jackson's humor though. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, it's
I can't
so funny.
I can't put my finger on it.
He's wow. just like very.
He makes you laugh out loud.
I know
he is so funny. But he is so clever.
It's his monotone and just the.
He has no inflection in his voice Zero. Whatsoever.
He
says everything.
Yeah, everything is monotone. Mom, get in here. Where's my sandwich?
He doesn't say that.
Dad, are you taking me?
Yeah, that's how he texts too, though.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, you ready from school? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Why are you talking to me? That's what he texts me.
Yeah.
I text him.
Yeah.
I say, hey, Jackson, is it cool if we come over? Why are you asking me questions? That's what he'll say to me.
Well, his friend called the other day and I heard him on the phone and he was like, Jackson, are you going to do this? And what about that? He goes, I don't know. What do you want? He goes, oh, I hate calling you because you don't even, you act like you don't even care. He's like, oh, man. And then Jackson hung up on him.
Yeah.
He just hung up.
What? And they love him. And they love him.
And they do.
Jackson has such a strong will where you can take anything away from him and he would not care.
Yep.
I'd be like, well, fine. Then I'm not going to pick you up for this. Okay.
You'll just stay at school.
Well, then fine. Then I'm not going to talk to you for a week. Fine.
You guys say this to each other?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Like, if that were to happen, he would not care at all.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's I want to have, like, recurring features, and I want to have, I want to have, like, the Jackson minute, like, where he just rants.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what can we call it?
I was just thinking this today.
Jack's brain, like,
but I was also thinking, like,
Jack's facts, Jack's spitting facts.
Jack's facts,
I like that.
I like
Jack's. You said bars, and we said somebody with
bars.
What does that mean?
That's just, like good at rapping.
Like, rap bars. You hate rap.
Spitting bars.
You hate rap.
I hate rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad.
You forget rap. Mm. You forget.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think we
rap.
Can do bars.
Yeah.
You hate rap.
You know what I hate worse than rap?
What?
No.
Slam poetry.
Oh.
I hate slam poetry too.
Wait, slam. I don't know
oh, guys.
Slam poetry.
Oh, we went to.
That's not spoken word.
We
stuff,
went to.
Yeah.
We went to sort a of. Open mic night
yeah.
that was already bad. Really
oh,
bad.
Oh, yep.
And this dude stands up.
Oh, yep.
And he just starts going off. He starts doing his slam poetry. Nothing rhymed. It made
Wasn't
zero
it about the
sense.
Universe?
Yeah, he's like, I go outside, I see stars, I'm in a different planet. And I'm just like, dude, this makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Well, they don't always have to rhyme, but still.
Slam poetry is probably the most uncomfortable thing to listen to.
What makes it
ever.
Slam? What makes it? A slam well, it, poetry, not poetry.
Because when you first hear it, like 30 years ago,
There water. I was looking down at the water from the bridge.
Yeah.
Thinking about my life and the things that had happened to me.
Yeah.
That's kind of like spoken word, though, isn't it?
That is what we're saying. Oh, slam poetry is that's spoken word.
Oh, so you don't like Bro. Spoken
Same
word.
Same thing. I only like one person who does them.
Yes.
But most other people make me feel very uncomfortable.
Wait, let's listen to this one. I won't say her name, but this is called I Want to Be. This is an original poem performed at the Get Lit 2019 Ooh. Classic
have you,
classic
have
slam
you
finals.
This?
Nope.
There may be bad words.
Well, we'll see it.
Beware,
we'll see.
You can bleep them.
I can just, we'll just find another slam. An error occurred. Please drop. What? Come on.
They're censoring you. They don't want you to make fun of it.
They knew it. They could.
I almost just swiped up algorithm. On my phone to switch the conversation.
Like yeah, but TikTok. Like when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, this is pretty
cool.
I don't
cool. wear comfortable shoes. I refuse to wear comfortable shoes.
Okay.
You shouldn't wear comfortable shoes.
That's not, that's probably, ad. That's vastly better than slam poetry.
I already related to him.
You shouldn't wear comfortable shoes. Okay, let's try it one more time. Oh, here it is. Manifest. This is from the Classic Slam 2019. It's called I Want to Be.
Can you turn it
I
up?
I
want to
read Dostoevsky and Tolstoy and confidently pronounce their names. I want to read every book by every Russian author. I want to read all of the classics, the Pulitzer Prize winners, the national bestsellers, the undiscovered contemporaries before.
Okay, okay, okay. Why don't you just say it?
She is saying it.
I know, but you, in poetry form, just say these things.
Yep.
I like it.
It's a speech. Just say the speech. You don't like, have to give this. I want to be smart.
But some people like that. Yeah, I mean, just, I like the passion.
I don't
of it,
like
the And
deepness.
I love words.
Yes.
I love words.
Yes. But
I love words. Well,
I love words.
I love words.
I do.
Here we go.
And so,
before they plaster the face of blockbuster actors on every cover until I'd be too ashamed to buy it, I want to write notes in the margins of pages with thought-provoking insight, character motives, and plot devices. I want to read every single book on my bookshelf. I will stare at them all until something happens. I will carefully trace the lines of every crease on every bind of every book, looking for a shortcut, a way to read them all.
Yeah,
at once.
I can't do it.
Not for you.
I can't. No. Do you like it? Tell me if you, that's totally cool if you do.
No, I would not listen to that in my free time.
Live slam poetry is worse.
Yeah.
What? Oh, is the other
like
one
having
recorded?
To having to be there and like act like you're enjoying.
You can't
it.
Go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, some of it I've listened to some that are very moving, just because they have cool stories. But I wasn't interested in this one in particular. I don't know. I think I get like a snooty vibe, if that makes sense.
Oh,
like
they sound
you
snooty.
Feel snooty or they snooty?
They are snooty. Yeah. Like, I don't want to talk to them because they're like, I can't. Because that's when I go to like Trader Joe's or downtown places, coffee shops, I get that vibe. Like,
yeah.
You're too cool for me, so I can't talk to you.
Yeah.
That's what I get from this.
Have I told you my slam poetry story?
No.
Or I wrote a slam poem.
You did? Do you remember it?
Yeah. So it was like 3
a.m. Is it appropriate?
Yes, Mom.
Just kidding.
We were at the...
Dear operator, actually, man.
This is actually one of my like biggest embarrassing moments of
I've
all time.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, because I don't tell anyone this story.
Wish I had some popcorn right now.
So it was like 3 a.m. We were at the beach and I just was in one of those moods, you know, where I was just feeling really deep.
And what was your inspiration for the deep?
Well, I was at the ocean and I could hear the waves.
Oh, gosh.
So I opened my window and this is so embarrassing. I laid in bed and I was like thinking of all these like rhymes and
these bars you could be spitting.
These straight up bars.
Were you holding a cauldron of applesauce?
I wish.
she had her arms just like a big honey pot.
I was laying in bed with my arms crossed over my chest and I just started like thinking in rhymes. I was like, wow, this is so good. I should record this.
Did you record it?
I recorded it.
Do you have it for us today?
It only is with one of my friends and I don't have access to it.
Can you get a hand?
I can try, okay. But I remember some of it.
I'm giddy right
it's
now.
It's so uncomfortable. And I remember recording it. It was like 30 minutes long.
Oh.
And, what?
Yes.
Wow.
And then I turned it off, I should perform it, went to bed, woke up the next morning, and I remember just like the regret and shame that I felt when I woke up. And I was like,
for recording it?
No.
Yeah.
What have I done?
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty much it was like.
Wait, can I have a question? What the regret and shame was just recording it personally, or did you put it out on it?
No, oh. I didn't put it anywhere. Just the fact that it happened.
Oh,
wow. It was just the regret and the shame that came over me. I can't explain it, but what? Yeah. So it would be like one line, and then it would be like 30 seconds of silence for me to think of another line. So I remember the one.
Which is even better.
It was like, what is life? It's like 30 seconds of just like silence. What is friendship? And then like another 30 seconds. Wait, it was something about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords or something like that. Then I went into this like spiritual thing. And yeah, anyways, I don't want to get too deep into it, but
did you write it down?
It was awful.
She recorded it with her voice.
I recorded it with my own voice.
Can you do a
slam? In the dark of the night, alone.
Can you put it to...
is that not the most embarrassing thing you've ever heard?
You got to put it to music and play it on.
Are you kidding?
Would you,
no one.
Would you write a slam poem for our next show? Please.
No.
Please.
No, fine. I will try to find this.
But not the whole half hour, but put some of it.
It's 6 minutes long, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Of course it is. It's the worst thing I've ever written in my life.
Wow.
I've never written again.
You didn't even write it.
Well, how old are you?
I didn't even write it.
I want to be well read.
I was 16.
I want to be smart. I want to know.
It was better
all
than
the
this,
things.
Actually.
I want my brain to be a complex work of art. I want to start now.
16.
I want to be well rounded. I want to start playing violin again. I want it to sound beautiful and impressive and technically difficult. I want to relearn how to read music and play Tchaikovsky.
See, I like what she's saying a lot, but it's the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
This one is not the worst I've heard.
Yeah.
There are some more songs.
I have heard bad ones.
Yeah. I don't know. What does it need? What would make it better?
Music. If you put inspirational music, I would
music.
Cry.
Yeah.
I would cry.
I'd be like.
I do need to learn the violin again. I've never played it, but that would make me want to learn it.
Yeah. I think it is the fact that there's no music with it.
Yeah.
I think I like it without music.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you like it. Why do you like it?
Because I like words.
I love words.
I like words.
I love words. No, I don't know. I just think it's simple, and it resonates with me.
Does it move you?
No, it's not. I don't think it's emotional or anything.
Yeah,
but then see, I don't want to make it emotional. Then right. I probably wouldn't like it.
Have you ever laid in bed at night like Livy and just what never. Is life?
Never,
never done that.
You've never done that?
No, because I'm not that deep.
Wait, do you ever drive down the road?
You guys are good and deep.
And like you like imagine there's like a zoom out drone shot of you. And then you like keep getting smaller until you can't see, and then you feel really cool. Insignificant.
No.
Oh.
I like that.
It's just me. It's cool.
You should do a slam poetry. You should do slam poetry about that.
I think
right there, Luke, do a slam poetry on that.
No, no encouragement of writing slam poetry.
Yes, do it.
This moment.
You're not just gonna do it for fun.
Come on, Luke.
Okay, here's the deal. This is an assignment for all of us. We are all going to write a slam poem. We all of us.
Okay.
How long
for our next show?
It
doesn't matter. Okay. Let's make it TikTok. Let's make it for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it'd be more impressive if we could do it off of our heads right now.
But we can't. We're not smart enough.
You could. She was just saying, I just want to read books again. I want to be able to breathe.
Yeah, well, let it
to touch.
Do the
feel.
One you were doing.
Okay,
yeah. Nature outside.
Do it now. All right.
Okay, hold on.
Now.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
let's finish. Actually, because we're almost. Let's finish the show out with Luke's
give me
improv.
A subject.
Slam poetry.
Yeah, give him a subject.
Phone chargers.
Of what you were talking about. No, the one he was talking about was cool.
Phone chargers.
How about
is good.
Phone like, chargers in a car at night?
Like, let's go funny. Lifting
okay.
up above. All
right, guys, this is a lot of pressure, but we'll go for it.
Like, shh.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
Just do it.
You should.
Oh,
be.
I'm getting nervous.
That's a good sign. You should be.
I'm getting like maybe.
I'm more uncomfortable.
I feel like
that
means
soul
is
that
happen.
Means you're going to start spitting some bars
idea.
Here.
Sometimes I can spit bars. Here we go. Okay. So car charger. Okay, cool. I plug my phone into the charger at night.
Stop judging while he's doing this.
So she does it every decision, everything I ever do.
She
here
does?
We go. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mom, this is not a counseling moment. Let my husband spit bars.
Yeah, I'm about to spit some
no,
bars.
No, you're making him feel uncomfortable.
Guys, I don't know if I can do this. I plug my phone into the wall, but I keep missing. Then I plug it into my phone, and it starts to buzz. As I'm driving. Oh, no, man, this is terrible. It's so hard.
That's so gold.
I love the...
I love it.
Guys, there is a there is a really cheesy emotional part of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can tap into it, but
you were tapping into it.
I know.
Let him do it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's the that's the uncomfort of creation, of creating things. That's just it's so
it's the war of art, some would say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
It's really bad.
It's just that it's the messiness of creating.
I would say that
you have to get by.
Yeah. I think I've gotten litten up so much. Lit up. Does that make sense?
Like
torn apart.
Yeah.
Just from this family.
Right.
Just like Levi and Spencer ripped. Wow. And I'm just like, that part.
We're going to help you with that. We're going to help you with that.
No, no. It has helped me. And please never let me tap into that section of my life.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
It's good. Never do that. I never want
to. It's been a good thing.
It's good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're.
I don't want to be on stage doing that.
Well, maybe that's part of it. It's the people, it's a little too, like you said, snooty. It's a little.
Yeah.
Kind of okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't hear it snooty. I feel like when I hear that, everybody can.
Yeah.
Everybody can feel that or think that. If
That one is just like cool. You like to read. No one cares.
I guess. But they do for
I feel like it's literally just a page from someone's journal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with long.
That's exactly what it's
like. Long like pauses in between each line.
Yeah, but it's that same rhythm when the do the do da 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 da.
All right, Dad, your turn. You have a minute.
I sit in my room talking to my peeps. We got the earphones on, but nobody's really listening. We're eating apple juice, but we're not really tasting. We got a thermos, but nothing's in it but water that flows us down over us, that cleans us, that nourishes us, that we can drown in.
Bars
spitting. dreams dreaming. I wish I had a spaceship. I could fly above myself and watch the alien ant people taking the breads and their large slices of pie from picnic to picnic.
Yes.
Bars. Yeah.
Bars. Pastors do that sometimes.
Maybe I don't like
straight up.
They get
bars.
Into it. Yeah. They get into it. They're like, life, the breath of life. God is redeeming love. The river flows through me. The water rushes over me. I'm changed. You know what I'm saying? They like go into
they
it.
Do, yeah.
They, and
yeah.
they start rhyming.
Is this not enough?
Yeah.
God says in his word.
Yeah.
To follow him is to live a life of full surrender.
It's not easy.
Now, don't think that this is easy.
It's discipline, hard work. Every morning, you're on the ground mourning over those perishing, the ones you need to care for. When Jesus walked through Gethsemane, you were on his heart.
I love how Luke is just sweating.
I'm drenched.
Drips of sweat just
gold.
Pouring down his face.
Did you think you guys would be doing slam poetry in this podcast?
No, it's honestly nice.
It's a dream come true. I'm not going to lie.
The hotel.
Hotel.
Good night. Well, that's good. Well, okay. Well, we're about that time already. I don't have any outro music, but maybe we'll just I'll put some slam poetry
on the way out.
And we'll just be done with it. So.
Right. You could do a good slam poet, Joshua Luke Smith.
You want to do some Josh? Yeah. Okay. Oh, let's do the bridge one.
Yeah, that's the one I was making fun of.
You were making fun of that one?
Which one? It's called, was it called San Francisco or the bridge?
It's,
no, is that the suicide
one? It's
really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Don't do the suicide one.
Well,
which one?
It is actually really powerful.
Yeah, do it. Joshua Luke Smith, TEDx.
Oh, TEDx?
Yeah.
He did a TEDx.
Well, don't do the TEDx one.
Yes,
wait, I love that one.
Okay, fine. Do the TEDx one.
Gosh, you're Libby.
I don't know.
The word within.
I'll cut you.
The TEDx one. Play it out. Joshua.
I heard a statistic recently that's been keeping me from sleep. One person every 2 weeks leaps from the Golden Gate Bridge of San Francisco into the murky waters of the deep. And that fall lasts for 4 seconds at 86 miles per hour. Colliding with a current by which they are devoured, and now I can't stop the visions about the little decisions that might have been made when they woke up in the morning to when they went back to sleep again. And my heart hurts as their fellow humans. See, for some reason, I'm assuming that, hey, maybe they got the tube in. Read the morning news on a paper given to them by some dude who they would meet on their commute, and I'm thinking, what do they have for breakfast? They pour a glass of fresh orange, make a bowl of porridge, and what shoes did they wear? And what color were their socks? Were they the thin ankle ones that they would wear when they played squash, or the thermal type? The ones they'd wear when they would hike around the city hills at night, overlooking San Francisco's city lights.